USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Former National Security Advisor John Bolton won't meet with the House committees involved in the impeachment inquiry without a subpoena. Bolton is openly sparring with the administration about its approach toward Ukraine. Tim Morrison, a Russian expert brought on to the National Security Council by Bolton, has now resigned a day before he's scheduled to meet in private with the committees. The House is expected to vote on Thursday on a resolution outlining the next phase in the inquiry. Rules Committee Chairman Jim McGovern.
Let there be no doubt that as much as this president flaunts the Constitution, we are going to protect it. We will stand up for the Constitution and defend the rule of law.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell.
They've denied President Trump basic due process rights and are cutting his counsel out of the process in an unprecedented way.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
A pair of big economic reports exceeded expectations, as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes in Washington.
America's private employers added 125,000 jobs this month, which is more than economists had expected. Those that were polled by Dow Jones before the release of the report by ADP had forecast about 100,000 new jobs. Meanwhile, the nation's economy grew more than expected in the third quarter, according to the Commerce Department, which says GDP was up by an annualized rate of 1.9% from July through September. That's down slightly, though, from the second quarter, but still stronger than economists had predicted. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street following an announcement by the Federal Reserve that the rates will be cut. The Dow was up 115 points, the S&P 500 up 9, and the NASDAQ up 27. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
A new study has found decorating early for Christmas can make you a happier person. John Clemens reports.
The study, published in the Journal of Environmental Psychology, found people often associate Christmas decorations with feelings of all the excitement from childhood. Steve McEwen, the founder of Mind Pictures, tells us, in a world full of stress and anxiety, people like to associate the things that make them happy. And Christmas decorations evoke strong feelings of the childhood days. This sense of nostalgia can definitely boost your happiness, but it can also be mixed with sadness. If you lost a loved one, for example, decorating early can help you connect to the positive memories. I'm John Clemens.
A medical expert is questioning if convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein killed himself. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has details.
Was convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein's prison suicide in August actually a homicide?
There are three fractures in the hyoid bone, the thyroid cartilage, that are very unusual for suicide and more indicative of strangulation, homicidal strangulation.
That's Dr. Michael Baden, forensic pathologist and former chief medical examiner in New York City. He's also a Fox News contributor, and he was speaking on Fox. Epstein was awaiting trial on federal sex trafficking charges involving underage girls. This is USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.